Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. This is my co-host and cousin, Chris. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, about as good as the rest of the nation. How are
It
you
is,
doing?
man, it has been a it's been a rough one over I'll be honest, it's been a rough one over the last little bit, but I'm still blessed.
Yeah,
Still
you
blessed.
are.
You
You
can
are.
mourn and be blessed. So there are
Yes, you
seasons
can. You
for
can.
every.
I'll be honest, I'm more and more for the country, to be honest, and not just because of loss, but because of how
The
a lot of
response.
people, how a lot of people are reacting to it.
It is. And then I might have been focusing a little bit more on the negative side on it. Had to do and the, maybe this is something we can talk about a different day, but like clearing out of Facebook and you warned me as soon as I text you and was talking about
I
it with
did.
you.
I said, stay off social media.
Stay off social media. And first thing that pops up on my Facebook or people that I've known for a long time that are, I didn't see that coming. So, best thing to do is maybe it's not the best thing to do. Maybe it's, but I shook the dust off for sure. But you warned me. I'll give you, you said it. You said it before
I
it got
did
in
stay
Ukraine.
off.
How is it where you said stay off?
A lot of ugly people out there, not physically, just inside. A lot of ugly people.
There are. So it has been. And I don't think we need to say what's happened. I think everybody knows, so we
Yeah,
don't have to
everybody
rehash it.
knows.
But
Everybody knows. But there's a
tonight we
way.
are.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to segue, but please say what you're going to say.
I just want to do the same thing you was about to do. Go for it.
Just what we're going to talk about tonight was Jeremy's idea. I was going to talk on something else, and he spoke something more truthful than I did of what is why it's more important now to spread the gospel than ever.
Ever, forever. Right now is the time. It, like I said, especially after you see how people react. Let's just go ahead and point something out. We all know somebody got shot this week. This
Well,
last
I'm scared
week.
to say his name.
Yeah, I'm not scared to say it. Troy
No.
Kirk. But
Or you.
we all know somebody got shot. And I want y'all to look at yourselves right now and know that. He got shot, and those people cheered his death. And guess what? They're going to cheer yours too. And so, knowing this, that they hate you, you might as well go out and let's do what Chris and us are going to talk about and just start spreading the gospel.
It is, it was, it's shockingly, I mean, part of you doesn't want to be surprised. Or, no, part of you thinks you should not be surprised because the Bible talks about this, the end of time. And we knew it was going to be true. God is never wrong. I passed by the sign, even though I don't necessarily agree with the church or whatever, I passed by the sign that every word that God has spoken will never fail.
No.
It's truth. That is 100% truth. And it goes for what it says about the end times. And the end times aren't like, oh, this is the next it, heck, it might be the next couple of days. We never know. But
It
the
may
end
be
times,
2,000 years.
it may be 2,000 years. Our time and God's time is
Oh,
different.
different.
But it talks about the state of the world we're in. And it is just goes to show that, and we'll lead back into it, how important this is to spread the gospel. So, do you want me to get into some of these stats before we get into the importance of
Go
it?
on, let's
Or,
roll it. Let's roll it. We'll go off of it that way.
all right. So, while we're going down there, the importance of the stats. So, I looked and I just looked in the US, I didn't look worldwide. I just looked at it here. So, what I did, I looked at like the first thing I looked at, like the basic thing, like, what in the past like 70, 80 decades of the US, what's the statistics of, let's say, people believing in God? That something that, and this is a higher power exists. This isn't God, like, this isn't like, this is just a higher power. So in the 1950s, 98% of people believe that God exists, existed.
How many?
This 98% in the
In what
50s.
year? In the 50s, okay.
In the 50s. So we're starting there. So most of
Yeah.
these started in like the
It makes
50s.
sense though, because we're just 5 years after World War II.
Exactly.
Okay.
So until the 20s, 80% believe that there's a higher power. Okay, so we've got almost a 20% drop that people believe. So there is a 1% in the 50s, we're completely atheist. Now we're up to 12%. Okay.
And this is what year, because you said 1920, I thought.
Oh, no, to the 20s. No, I'm sorry, 2020.
Oh,
2020.
okay. My bad.
2020.
My bad.
2020. No, it's my fault. I did say the 20s. All right, so let's go to, hold on, let me pull this up here. So I got some of these. It's easier to do it this way. Sorry. All right. So now, all right, so we look at that. Now we're going to look at church attendance from the 1950s to the 2020s. It has dropped from 55% of people were going to church weekly. I'm talking about weekly, to now it's 25%.
Why do you think it's important to go to church? And I'll tell you why I think so.
Well,
If
okay,
you want me to
so
answer, I'll go first. It don't
you
matter.
go right ahead. Just jump in. Just jump in.
You go with that. One reason he throws that up. Why is it important to go to church? Is it's because it's, you're we're supposed to be around like-minded people. If you're around people that cuss and steal and fornicate all the time or drinking all the time, and you're never around anybody else, you're more likely your actions are eventually going to start sliding back that way, right? So you need to have a good church group to go to. Plus, it tells us the fellowship. Make sure to fellowship, right? That's not verbatim, but I ain't got it up there. But it does tell us to get together, and you need to be around like-minded people, and that way you know what you're doing. You're not the only one, and it helps bring you strength inside to be around like-minded people, and it also gives other people strength to know what they're doing is just not for nothing. It's just seeing all this ugliness going around in the world, and it helps you, and it helps other people, and it knocks the dust off of you
And
from
mind
the
you,
dirt and the sin that's going on all week.
did you say that iron sharpens iron? I was
It
trying to like pull
does.
this.
It
You did.
does.
Did you say that? So I'm sorry if
I
I
didn't say
break,
it
but
right
like
now.
it's true. You only get better when you are around other people that are also trying to get better in a certain area. You can't. And plus, the most important thing is like when two or more gathered in my name, I'm there. So when you're around other Christians and you're there to worship and you're gathered in God's name, he's with you. And so we're gonna get to
Keep rolling it, man. Keep
yeah,
rolling it.
we're gonna keep going. So it's gonna go to let me find this last one here. All right, so this is the last thing before I start getting into stuff that correlates with it. So Bible reading trends since the 1950s to 2020. All right, it used to be in the 1950s, people admitted or not admitted, they said they read 75% of the people said they read their Bible frequently, often.
Oh, let me guess. So this, please let me do the what is it now?
That you might be shocked. I was a little bit shocked it
Let
wasn't.
me, okay, because I'm going real low. I'm thinking probably 15 to 20% of that.
It's showing 40 in the
I
20s. Now, the
don't think that.
definition of often, hold on, the definition of often is not a specific one.
Okay.
We're going to get some more specific stats, but it's still almost dropped half to people
Yeah.
that even said they read their Bible often.
Yeah.
So not even weekly, not even daily. And we've gone over the statistics in our previous.
How many is that is just walk by their Bible and read the word Bible on it to consider
I don't know. I was
that?
surprised. I was surprised. But if
Hmm.
I'm going to go with
That's
these,
high. I would never think that's that high.
or it's like, all right, am I considered doing, you consider me reading my Bible if I, so in the morning when I first get up and I'm getting ready, the first thing I do is there's a daily devotional I read that has Bible verses with it. Is that considered reading my Bible? I don't necessarily consider that reading my,
I don't consider it.
because it's like, it can be multiple verses or whatever, but it takes me about 5 minutes to read through it. But yeah, okay, so I'll still get together on that. But why is that important?
Why is it important?
Like, and you look at the look at
I wish I'd have known this. We remember all the statistics we had from past podcasts to what
that's
it
what it,
does.
That's what I just remembered. That's
Yeah.
what I mentioned, not remembered. Mentioned
Remember,
is like
I remember too.
we've done in our previous podcast the statistics of people battling like loneliness,
Depression.
depression, all this other stuff by just reading your Bible. And one of the most important things, and which will apply today, that even among non-believers, 53% of people believe religion encourages people to treat others well. Even the non-believers believe that a religion teaches you. And when I say religion, I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about this for
Go
a
ahead.
second. So, for all of the people that says, I'm not religious, I don't call it religion. Religion leads to this and that. Well, Jesus was a religious man. And if you look up the definition of religion, it means to worship a higher being. Okay, so you've all ran into those people that says, I'm not part of a religion. I'm just follow Christ. And that's good, follow Christ. But you're still in religion. You still worship God. Okay, I don't know why. Where it came from, where people are like they're scared and run from the word religion, because if you ever look up in English is very important definitions. If you ever look up the definition, all it is means you worship and follow a higher being than yourself, which is God.
Yeah, 1,000%. And we get into this thing like, I don't know, and I'll have to look into this more. The word religion is a hard one. Our preacher talked about this on Sunday, and we talked about like, we attend a Church of Christ, and I would not consider that denominational because in the Bible, he speaks of his church. We're talking about a church of Christ. We are Christ's church, which is what he speaks about in the Bible. I'm not sitting here talking about like religion, and you people get like that statistic comes up that there's like 3,000 different religions now. But how many of them speak to being just of the Bible, of Christ? I'm not saying our name puts our like beliefs on there and tells everybody what we're about. I have seen a lot of Church of Christ too that do not follow the Bible. They don't adhere to the rules. They pick and choose. So you can't just say like just because our name's Church of Christ that we're an actual like I feel like where we go, our Church of Christ is speaking of we are the Church of Christ, which he speaks about in the Bible.
Yeah, he talks about
Tell
the
me
Church
if
of
I'm wrong.
God. Yeah, he talks about the Church of God, the Church of Christ. And if you're in a church and it follows the Bible, follows Christ, and you don't add any traditions that ain't part of it, yeah, you're in the Church of Christ.
Correct. And it's, let
I
me
mean, I
go
wouldn't
ahead.
include Mormons in that.
No, they have a different, well, if the
That's for
Bible.
another day. That's
That is, that is, that is,
for
that is
another
true.
day. No offense to any
So
Mormons listed.
if you could imagine, I wish, like I said, I wish I had Jeremy's skill and would point these, like basically the trends of the Bible are up here in the 50s and then they slope down, right?
Yeah, I see that.
Slope down. So let's talk about some of the key points. Since 1950 to the 2020s, the suicide rates have doubled.
Reading your Bible does stop that too.
It is. Yeah, it used to be 10 for every 100,000 people, basically. Now it's over, and this is only till 2020. It's over 17 people, which is too many. Way
Yeah.
too many.
Is that daily?
No, it's per 100,000 people per
Oh,
year. Per year. So,
okay.
and but you multiply how many people are in the US? How many
Oh,
billions?
I don't even know. I
So
don't know
take
how many
that. This is
billions,
just
yeah.
per 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Violent crime has gone from 19. All right, this one's from 1960. About 100, a little under 100 per 100,000 to it flutters around 700 per 100,000 people. That's violent crime. You can follow these same trends for the Bible. It goes up, these negative things go up as it goes down.
Yeah.
Here's another big one too that has been a hot topic. The percentage of single parent households.
Oh, that's gone up a lot.
Yeah, it's went from in the 50s to 6% to well over, I'm sorry, not well, it is 32% since the 2020s.
I'm gonna say a lot of that has to do with back then, even when I was a kid, it was like if you're gonna have a kid, you're gonna get married, you know? And I think nowadays we've come and the society and culture has laxed on that. Not saying it's right, not saying it's right at all. I think family is very important. I think they've laxed on it, and now they kind of push away, like, oh, we don't need to be married. And this way, you have men out there with several different children from several different women. You got women out
They're
there raising kids, and their daddies may not even be around because that's what we're shown on TV.
incentivized. But the further you get away from the Bible, does the Bible talk about
No.
single parents? It doesn't even broach, does it broach the subject of single parents?
I would no. I mean, not no, it's
No,
different territory. It's
because
always about marriage.
you're supposed to remain one person, one woman. And again,
Yeah.
falling short.
Do I need to read
Falling
Hebrews 13,
short,
4?
yeah. If you can, I mean, but if you, and we've also, I'm not sitting here casting stones. What I'm telling you is, as a society, we have gotten further away from
From
this, and you
God.
see, yes, from God, from the Bible, from the truth. And I saw something today that said, like the Ten Commandments, and even though so far back, that was for us to live a better life.
Yeah.
Because you
I'm,
eliminate this, your life's better.
yeah. Okay. Here you go. You ready? Hebrews 13:4. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge sexual immorality and adulteress. So yeah, it tells you right there. It's any sex out of marriage is a sin.
So we got to get to the
And
thing,
what else was
but
you talking about? What else did you say at the end there? You said something I wanted to hit on too, and I was reading that. I'm sorry.
We were talking about the single parent. I was thinking like people are incentivized to,
Oh
that
yeah,
was
they
the,
are.
there's
They
the
are, but
government incentivizes like people.
and hey, we're not knocking. I would much rather it be a single mother than a single woman that aborts. As a Christian,
Oh, 1,000%.
I'll go ahead and take a
A
stance now
thousand
that
percent.
I think abortion is wrong and murder. Now, in saying that, if anybody's out there listening, you can find forgiveness for it. And, one of the stories I heard is a woman, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard this story one time. It's a real religious man, and his daughter got pregnant, and she went up behind his back and had an abortion. And I think the story goes that she felt real bad and regretted it instantly. And she went and told her daddy, said, told her, here's what he done. And he did act. He's like, he just hugged her and said, I love you. And which is how you should act, because there's no, once it's out, once it's over, it's over. There's no getting,
No, and repentance is, I can't imagine. I make mistakes daily.
So I wouldn't beat nobody
This
to
is
death
not.
over it, if long as they had repented for it and since the problem is now we see so many people on TV now and then on social media, it's like, oh, I can't wait, I'd have another. I'd do another if I could, just to prove I could. I've seen people say that on social media, and it's sick.
What, and I wish I could remember, I should have brought it up, and maybe you can look it up while I'm saying it, but like at a certain point, the reprobate mind, right? Am I just using the term correctly? That you get so far, like you can give in to you. We have free will. And we're going to get to the Great Commission here in a second, I promise. This is, but you have a free will to choose. And God wants us. The reason he gave us free will is God wants us to choose him. He wants us to choose Christ. Christ was the sacrifice. He gave us a way through all of our sin, like the forgiveness for abortion, the forgiveness for premarital sex, the forgiveness for, almost everything. There's that one. But with that one, you will never ask for forgiveness. So, but if you truly seek forgiveness and repentance, you won't do it again. He gave us that. That's the point. Like, I can't repent for something and plan on doing it on Saturday.
No, you can't repent for cheating. I'll just say not you, not Chris. But you can't you
You
can't
can't. There's no. This
you
isn't
can't
can't
repent. You can't
rinse and
repent for
repeat.
yeah, you can't repent for cheating on your wife and go out the following week and find another woman to cheat on your wife with and then
You were
repent
never
again.
repentant.
Yeah, you just keep doing it over and over. That's a Catholic system where you just sin
You
throughout the
pay.
week to go ask forgiveness no matter what
You
you do.
pay. There's certain a thing to pay. There's no.
Yeah,
No.
it's
If you
not
were never truly sorry, it doesn't mean you're
hyper
not going to fall back
grace.
into it.
Yeah,
There's
hyper
no
grace
hyper.
is not good. We don't do hyper
You're not
grace.
gonna. And I'll tell you. I wish we could pull it up. Charlie Kirk did a very good job of talking about grace, but he also spoke about the other parts. Like, I've learned more. Like, I've listened to that man a lot, and I didn't know, like, church, like, what his like true beliefs are. But the more that I learned about him, like, he does talk about, like, grace is not just everything. He believes in living a Christian life from the things that I've seen. So, which is very sad, but you can't build up forgiveness and then go do it. I know when,
Over and
like,
over, yeah. We all
yeah.
mess up, but
Oh, we do. You fall. God is very patient. As long as you're trying, I
You
feel like.
can't say this is the last piece of chocolate cake I eat, and then in the morning you go and you get two apple pies from McDonald's and you're like, well, it's not chocolate cake.
No. Yeah, I'm not doing the same thing.
No,
I don't think he'd be mad at you for eating
you
two of
get
those.
what I'm saying though. It's different
I had a
but same.
little piece of a chocolate chip pizza thing that Sam brought home. So, but all right. So we've talked about all these very, like, negative things, like, which are not, like, I mean, you can't look out at society. You can't. And not see that we are further and further separated from God.
Well, how do we fix that?
Well,
How do we try to fix it? We can't fix it. It ain't up to us to fix. How is it that we can help and give a serving hand to fix?
so Jesus in Mark 16 and 15, and we are commissioned to do so. Jesus gave a very clear mission. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I think he was talking about to our pets.
They don't listen to me. I can. I'll try.
My dogs, they might listen if I had a treat. But the thing I read about it, it's not just a casual suggestion. It was a very forward command. It was a command, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It was not like, all right, well.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I work with a bunch of people, say, and I don't, there's very limited how you can do it at work because you get in trouble, but sometimes things are worth getting in trouble for. But I'm not asking you to get in trouble. But maybe how do I approach them with it? How about you let them know that you're a Christian? Okay? And bring it up and just say, hey, if you ever, I noticed maybe, I don't know what your religion is, but if you ever have any questions for me, how about just ask me and I'll see what I can do to help you along your way. You know, if you can't come out and fully and you're not comfortable sharing all the way like places like that, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so the other day we're at softball, and this guy is like, he was having a bad night or whatever, and he apologized. He goes, "Man, I'm having a set hard night. Sorry, I wasn't myself. My grandfather's in hospice." I let people know that I'm a Christian. I said, "Was it okay if I pray for you?" I'm gonna pray for him either way, but it lets them know that, like, let me pray for you. And use like that between me and him has started more of a conversation
Hey, it's all matters sometimes.
that it started a conversation. Like, we found out, like, his grandfather passed away. He said he knew the Lord. And I was like, well, that makes me very happy that he knew the Lord. Like, I didn't jump down his throat and be like, well, is he this, or this? That's going to push somebody away. I feel like I was just like, I'm very happy that he knew the Lord. So, that's my way of saying it. Like, I will tell people I pray for them because everybody needs prayers. I need prayers daily. Like, everybody's going through something.
Yeah,
So I
pray
don't
for
know
me
how
any chance
you.
you get.
Oh, I do.
I'm not
I
talking
do.
to you. I'm
I
not
pray
talking
you're
about you.
nicer.
I'm
I pray
talking
you're
about
nicer.
anybody. Sometimes God doesn't answer for a reason, pal.
No,
You
he
gotta go
doesn't. He hasn't answered yet.
with
Maybe it's a humility thing,
it.
but when I
Yeah.
say that I'll pray for somebody, it lets them know that usually I feel like that lets them know, all right, well, I try to be a Christian.
Yeah. And let me ask you, what are you going to do if he asks you a question one day you can't answer?
Let's look it up together.
You could do that or say, hey, do you mind if I just look it up and ask and research it, come back to you the next time we talk, or you call me later on and let me answer. I can call you later. Listen, you're not expected to have every answer.
No.
Nobody can have, even when, like, let's say Frank Turk, I don't know if anybody's ever listened to him. He's a Christian apologist. He goes around campuses like Charlie Kirk did, and he'll just talk about now asking questions about Christianity.
Who is
Even
this?
Frank Turek is, I really enjoy
Oh, it's
watching
not
him.
the Cliff guy. Okay.
No, but he'll go, and you know what he has to do? He has a laptop with him. And sometimes he has to pull something up just to remind him. Nobody, and he does this for a living, nobody's going to remember everything. Nobody's going to know everything. So don't
No.
let that, thank you. Oh, I can answer right now. You don't say, hey, can I get back with you on that? That way I'm not giving you a wrong answer. Don't be afraid to do something like that. Don't
It
be
is.
afraid to go home and research it to make. I would rather know I'm telling somebody something truthful and honest than
You
I'm
have to be
secure
truthful.
with it, and instead of just throwing something out there.
You're 100% right. It's about the truth. Everything's about the truth. And it's okay sometimes to say, like, I don't know. Let's figure this out together. Let's see where it sends. Let's read, because we have
Yeah.
the God's word in front of
Yeah.
us. So
But
it's
most of
possible.
the problem is the reason I didn't go to you. I like that idea. I'm not pushing away from it. I really like the idea. But I'm thinking, my line of thinking here is like people we might work with. And I know a lot of people would not, their bosses would look down very upon about them bringing a Bible out right then. You
That's
know, but
true.
yes, if you
That's
can,
a very good point. That's
if
a
you
very good point.
can do that, by all means, let's bring it out together. I mean, for that matter, you can literally pull up the Bible in any verse on your telephone
I'll
instantly.
say, and you can tell, I've never been afraid in any setting to say, I'm going to pray for you. I'll
Yeah,
post like,
but if you say it, you do need to do it. There's a lot of people say, "I'll
no,
pray for you."
yeah. You
Didn't do it.
you're 100% right on that, but
But
I don't know. I
you
think
know,
we're here. Sorry, go ahead, man.
I was gonna say it, one thing you were saying earlier is once you break the ice with somebody, it becomes a lot easier. And it's just like anything. When you first rode a bike, you wrecked that thing several times. You may have wrecked it a long time before you got going good on it. And it's the same thing with sharing the gospel, is that think of it like riding a bike. First time you do it, you might fall flat on your face, but get up and start pedaling again. And the next thing you know, eventually you're going to start. And when I say one thing, take it home and look it up and research it for yourself instead of asking your preacher, you can ask your preacher, is because a lot of these questions we get and asked by non-believers is the same questions. They're repetitive. And so once you know this, you'll know for yourself too, and you won't have to ask others. You'll have it for yourself for the next time.
And let me just say, this is not about, nothing about the Great Commission is about winning an argument.
No.
Your goal is
The plant a
to
seed.
plant, that's the best thing. Plant a seed, because you never know when that seed's going to grow. He's
Yeah.
100% right on that. You don't know. It could be years from now.
How many people have you saved?
Zero.
It,
Never. And
nobody
how many will be zero?
you can't
It's
save
Jesus.
anybody. It's God saves them. All you can do is do your best and share the word. And here, I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? You can literally say something to somebody and they might deflect it, go on, and in 2 years from that day, that memory might pop up in their head and say, oh, I remember so and so saying something to me about this. And I'm going to look it up. And it may be 2 years later, but that seed was planted. And now all of a sudden they decided they want to make it start feeding into it and watering it. And it may take two, three, it may take 3, 4, or 5 years. You don't know what people, we remember stuff people said to us all the time. It happened years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got
And
10
I'll tell
minutes.
you the reason I say, like, I'll pray for you worked for me. And I'm that's just sorry to keep harping up on that, but like I
No,
said it to a
I'm
guy
sorry.
who lost, that I work with, who lost a family member, or his family was going through something, and I said, I'll pray for you. And then he come back, he looked at me one day, like he was walking back like a couple of weeks later, and he goes, He goes, Chris, he goes, I said, yeah, buddy. He goes, I realize you don't cuss. And I go, I try not to. I said, I sin other ways. I said, but I don't really cut. I don't cuss. And he was like, and then I remember what you said about praying. He goes, are you a Christian? I go, I try to be. He goes, I was thinking so. He's like, I went back to see after you said you prayed. Then I went to see, like, he definitely doesn't cuss. Is he just like being nice or is he actually going to pray for me? And that's not tugging him on, like, trust me, but that was just like the smallest thing right there that I said, I'm going to pray for you. So that is one thing. Like I said, I got a positive affirmation from that. So I'm going to be like, all right, I'll pray for you. And then I pray for him. But also, like, one other thing solidified the fact that I didn't cuss. And I'm in transportation. It's just like being in construction. Almost everybody's dropping explicatives left and right. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're dropping explicatives left and right. And I'm just like, oh, that hamburgers. Oh, hamburgers are, but you know, but
And
just those little things, you don't, people are watching those things and they'll realize they may not see them eventually, like right then, but that seed's planted.
well, let me ask you this. You see somebody at work and you see the lifestyle they're living and you don't disagree with it. You want to talk to them about God. Do you think it's appropriate to talk to them and introduce them to Jesus first, just to talk to them about their sin first?
Oof. I have never walked up to somebody that I've told somebody they need Jesus and meant it. When they've said some stuff or said something really offensive, I've been like, that's not good. I'm like, you really, I was like, and they would laugh and I'm like, no, you really need Jesus. But I didn't talk to him. Man, I'll tell you, my way's been through, like, because everybody goes through a bad time. That's when I go and talk to them. It's, and maybe I'm on that. I need to go spread the gospel more that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's no right or wrong way, but in my thing, I would introduce them to Jesus first. Remember, we're not going to change them. And
No.
the closer they get to Jesus, that's what changes. We don't start sinning. We sin regardless, but we don't try to stop sinning and do our old habits because somebody pointed out our sin to us. We do it only when we meet Jesus and the love for Jesus comes. Then all of a sudden, like, oh, this man gave his life for us. And then we take that. And once we know Jesus, then it's kind of like when you start dating somebody new, you might have bad habits, but you realize that person doesn't like that habit, so you change it for them. It's the same thing with Jesus. Once you get in a relationship with Jesus and he's your Lord and Savior, he's your King,
What,
you're going to start changing.
but what makes you change? What's the thing that drives you to change?
The love for Jesus.
You love, exactly. You love him more than you love yourself.
Yes.
And what I'll tell you is I've known many people with, Jeremy and I have been through stuff over the last few years. We've been through, but I'll tell you, like, never since I've tried to come back, I've been more at peace and felt more joy. Doesn't mean I'm flipping through like new expensive cars, all this other stuff. He does not give you happiness. Like, happiness to me is fleeting. Joy is different than happiness in my book. I give joy and peace. You know, when I'm not in joy and peace is when I realize, and it takes me a day or two to realize that I'm further from God than I was 2 days ago.
I find I'm not enjoying peace when Chris is around, but that's neither here nor there.
It's because I'm better looking. It's because I'm
I
better
mean, I
looking.
can't argue that. We got 5 minutes just to let you know. Anything you want to close with?
No, all right. So let me. All right. So,
Anything you
and,
can want to say is important, bring it
yeah.
up now,
All
preacher.
right. So lives do hang in the balance. All right. You don't think about the life on this world. If you think about the life on this world, it's short. It's the eternity. You have to choose a life with God. That's where eternity is. If you don't choose a relationship with God, you're not going to have one. So in the afterworld, you will not have that relationship, and the Bible describes that. So God saves; we are Christ's ambassadors. We're supposed to be the ones out there. You know, if it's just a simple conversation, like we're saying, our compa we should have compassion. I'll tell you, over the last week, I've not had a lot of compassion, and I've been fighting that. It's been
Well,
it's.
It's been ugly out there. It's
It's
just
been
hard.
ugly and
One thing we learned from this, not to cut you off,
no, go please
is
stop now.
that man, I seen a video of that man show up with his family to that event. He was like, look at the crowd. Look, they're already packed and ready for us. And he was celebrating. He was like happy. And you know what? He didn't have another 2 hours left in his life. And that's what I want to bring up. We don't know when the end time's coming for us. It may
No.
not be Jesus coming back. We may go way before then. It may be us going to Jesus before he comes back to us. So if you love somebody, or you, here's the thing, if you don't love them, you should. Everybody, spread the gospel, because you might be their only step. You don't want to be facing God saying, why didn't you ask Beth and tell Beth about me when you had all them chances?
Sorry about this, Beth.
I don't know, Beth, but we got 3 minutes.
No, I mean, I agree, and you'll sit there and say like, well, why didn't God protect somebody that was, if he was, we don't know God's plan. We don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. We don't know who we're going to
You don't.
affect,
We don't know if the
but
person beside us is going to have tomorrow.
no, you don't. And you don't know God's plan for them. So love the Lord, read your
And
Bible,
if you need,
read the Bible.
yeah. And if you need somebody to baptize, I got a pool in my backyard. Chris got a pool in his apartments. Give us a call. We'll be like, come on.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
There's ways at any time of the day.
Yeah.
We've had, no matter what time of day, we will find a way to make that happen.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that you come by my house, baptize you, I'm gonna do it, but you're gonna mow the grass when it's done. Joking, joking, joking.
It's getting towards fall, so but we have places that aren't outside too, so just if you feel.
Oh yeah, we got churches we go into too.
Yeah, we
But
have. There's so
that's
many
fine.
places.
We got one or two choices of churches we get
There's
into.
people you need us to pray for if
Three or
there's
four,
some
they might not know we're coming, but we'll get in.
questions.
How
Doesn't
are
say
you?
thou shalt not break in. The church's supposed to be open.
Yeah.
No, where can they find us, bud?
Spotify, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, under Cousins of Christ. You want to lead us out?
Yes, I would. Dear Father in heaven, we are very thankful of this time that you've given us, dear Father. We're thankful for the time that we get to spread your word, and we pray, dear Father, most importantly, that the things that we speak about and that we are discussing are in accordance with thy will, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, for the family of Charlie Kirk that they lost this week, and we pray that his message will still ring true about being a Christian and following the Bible, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, for any of those that are lost out there. We pray that you'll hold your hands over them and hope that these words or even someone else's words will help bring them, will plant the seed to bring them back to the fold, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, more people are inspired to do your great commission and to spread it throughout the world so that many be lost will be brought back to be saved, dear Father, so we can have a relationship with you. We ask you to go with us, guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay safe out there, guys. We
Safe,
love you.
everybody.